10 years ago this week, a massive steam pipe exploded under the streets of Midtown Manhattan, sending debris hurtling skyward, killing one person and injuring more than 30 people. Now, with a trial scheduled in state Supreme Court this fall, new questions are emerging about the role and response of the utility company Con Edison and state regulators. New York Times reporter David Chen has been sifting through court documents, and he joins us now. David, good morning.
Morning, Richard. Good to be back.
You write that most of the blame has fallen on a Texas contractor that did repair work on that pipe, but now it appears Con Edison may be more accountable than previously reported. Tell us what you found.
What I found in sifting through thousands of the, I think hundreds of thousands of pages of documents that have been filed since this went to since the litigation began shortly after the accident was that the narrative had changed from what a lot of people had assumed early on. Just to take us back quickly, there was a report that was done by Con Ed consultants a few months after the accident, which found that there was a steam trap device that had sort of been gunked up with some debris when they were trying to fix the pipe, and that had sort of caused a blockage, if you will, and that had led to the explosion. But what I have found is that there are a lot of questions about whether that report was done properly and whether there were previous problems with the intersection near Grand Central that had not been maintained or tended to by the utility company. So there are just a lot of questions that have emerged since it's gotten into litigation.
So what are Con Edison and state regulators actually accused of in this lawsuit?
They're accused of a number of different things. And again, we have to remember that this is litigation and the stakes are high for some very deep-pocketed interests here. But basically, they are accused of sort of messing with the a key piece of equipment which contained this steam trap device and not having sort of independent folks there to check it out or to evaluate it. And so that's a huge part of what they say is was not done correctly. They also say that the integrity of that report has to be in question because some of the folks who were used were later dismissed. These would be the state regulators because of some inappropriate conduct in a gas pipe explosion in Flushing in the next year in 2008.
So you're saying that there was another explosion and that's where this information came from, where they're comparing it to what happened at Grand Central.
That's right. So there was sort of an indirect effect here. Basically, if you remember, there was a guy who was trying to light a pilot in his gas stove in Flushing. It blew up. One person died, and a number of people were injured. And later, the state inspector general began to investigate what happened and found that there was some questionable conduct with involving a consultant for Con Ed and also a couple of state regulators, where they seemed to be too cozy with one another. They were plying, the consultant was sort of giving free, offering golf and meals to the state regulators. And so those were the same people who were involved in the steam pipe explosion investigation. So the lawyers for the manufacturer of that steam pipe sealant sort of argue that, wait a second, we feel like there's a pattern here and more documents should come out, and that's kind of what's happened.
And how is Con Ed responding to all of this?
They've said that they will respond, in court, and they also point out that a lot of the litigation has been settled with the victims. They're still in mediation talks with a lot of the people who were injured and also the businesses that were hurt. And most importantly, they say that the steam system is much, much safer than it was a decade ago. The state says the same thing. So they are trying to look forward and say that, there may, regardless of whether there were mistakes made or who might be to blame, going forward, the system is much safer now.
Okay. David Chen, reporter for The New York Times. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.